Chapter 4. Solomon also made a bronze altar 30 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 15 feet high. Then he cast a large round tank 15 feet across from rim to rim. It was called the Sea. It was 7.5 feet deep and about 45 feet in circumference. The Sea was encircled just below its rim by 2 rows of figures that resembled oxen. There were about 6 oxen per foot all the way around, and they had been cast as part of the tank. The Sea rested on a base of 12 bronze oxen, all facing outward. 3 faced north, 3 faced west, 3 faced south, and 3 faced east. The walls of the Sea were about 3 inches thick, and its rim flared out like a cup and resembled a lily blossom. It could hold about 16,500 gallons of water. He also made 10 basins for water to wash the offerings, 5 to the south of the Sea and 5 to the north. The priest used the Sea itself and not the basins for their own washing. Solomon then cast 10 gold lampstands according to the specifications that had been given and put them in the temple. 5 were placed against the south wall, and 5 were placed against the north wall. He also built 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 along the south wall and 5 along the north wall. Then he molded 100 gold basins. Solomon also built a courtyard for the priest in the large outer courtyard. He made doors for the courtyard entrances and overlaid them with bronze. The Sea was placed near the southeast corner of the temple. Huram Abi also made the necessary pots, shovels, and basins. So at last Huram Abi completed everything King Solomon had assigned him to make for the temple of God. 2 pillars, 2 bowl-shaped capitals on top of the pillars, 2 networks of chains that decorated the capitals, 400 pomegranates that hung from the chains on the capitals, 2 rows of pomegranates for each of the chain networks that were hung around the capitals on top of the pillars, the water carts holding the basins, the Sea and the 12 oxen under it, the pots, the shovels, the meat hooks, and all the related utensils. Huram Abi made all these things out of burnished bronze for the temple of the Lord, just as King Solomon had requested. The king had them cast in clay molds in the Jordan Valley between Succoth and Zarethan. Such great quantities of bronze were used that its weight could not be determined. So Solomon made all the furnishings for the temple of God, the gold altar, the tables for the bread of the presence, the lampstands and their lamps of pure gold to burn in front of the most holy place as prescribed, the flower decorations, lamps and tongs, all of pure gold, the lamp snuffers, basins, dishes, and fire pans, all of pure gold, the doors for the entrances to the most holy place and the main room of the temple overlaid with gold.